Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we're at a fever pitch. Edward Eliscue and Harold Weeks have birthday segments. We'll play The Fool and hear all about Melinda. Last week we had some foolish songs, and yesterday was April 1st, or April Fool's Day, so this segment is all about some specific individual fools. Here are the Arkansas Travelers. Thank you.
folks laugh at me, wrong as I may be, gladly I'd forget without the least regret. If I only knew you'd have me, I'd be a fool again. If my friends could see what's inside of me, would they turn away each time they hear me say, if I only knew you'd have me, I'd be a fool again. Let them call me a fool, they see through different eyes. For when it comes to love, who of us can say we're wise? Though my heart is lost, who cares what the cost? I found paradise, and it was worth the price. If you'd say let's start all over, I'd be a fool again.
Yes, Shep Fields and his rippling rhythm orchestra with vocalist Bobby Godet singing I'd Be a Fool Again. That's from Bluebird B6879, made March 19, 1937. It took three people to write that song, Jerry Livingston, L.J. Nyberg, and Marty Symes. Bussy's Buzzards recorded He's Just a Horn-Tootin' Fool in 1925 for Victor, but all four takes were destroyed. They finally gave it another shot on March 24, 1936, and their single take that day was issued on Decca 789, the record we heard. Horn Tootin' Fool was written by Bussy and Ross Gorman. We started that foolish set with one of any number of groups using the name the Arkansas Travelers. This one, Arkansas with a W, on Harmony 459-H, May 10, 1927, with Stompin' Fool, written by Harry Ford. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Bandleader Anson Weeks is heard regularly on the show, but not so often another guy named Weeks. Harold Taylor Weeks, no relation, born March 28, 1893 in Eagle Grove, Iowa, to Raymond Weeks, an engraver, and Greta Taylor. In 1905, the family was still living in Iowa, but soon after relocated to Seattle, Washington, where Harold attended Queen Anne High School and began composing. At the time of the 1910 census, Harold, his older sister Mildred, and his father were all working for the Chicago, Milwaukee, and Puget Sound Railroad. Weeks enrolled at the University of Washington and on August 1, 1916, was married in Seattle to Haydee Mae Taylor. Daughter Janet was born about 3 years later, followed by son William several years after that. In 1917, Weeks opened his Melody Shop at 1408 Second Avenue, where he sold sheet music, talking machines, phonographs, and small musical instruments. Although born in Iowa, Weeks so embraced Seattle as his new hometown that he wrote the song Seattle Town in 1923, and he was heard regularly on Seattle radio stations. Weeks was a member of ASCAP and the National Temperance League, and later became heavily involved in the Christian Science movement. He died January 6, 1967, in Seattle. Among Week's more than 40 popular songs are No Fear Falling in Love, Little Cabin in the Cascade Mountains, Come Along My Honey Down Upon the Swanee, and these.
Thank you. Yankee that song. My Chinaman play way up high, see me sang my mumbai, tickle me the bumbai, shang. Go back to Hong Kong. I bet he chee-chee, he's turned a girl hard of bear, like in a trail.
That's the first time for that record and that song, but not that group. The Savoy Quartet, March 5th, 1920, on HMV B-1099 and Chong, He Come From Hong Kong. The Savoy Quartet were Joe Wilbur on banjo and vocal, Emil Grimshaw, also on banjo, pianist Claude Ivey, and Alec Williams on drums. They played at Murray's Club and the Savoy Hotel in London and recorded extensively for HMV. Before Chong, Harold Weeks' most well-known tune, Hindustan. Joseph C. Smith's orchestra had the hit, but we heard it by Dan and Harvey's jazz band, being heard on the show for the first time. This is an instrumental, but there are words written by Oliver Wallace. It's from British Columbia 737, made in England by the Columbia Graphophone Company. Dan and Harvey's Jazz Band was an African-American string band that recorded in England in 1918 and 19. Dan was Dan Kildare, Kingston, Jamaica-born pianist, vice president of the Clef Club, and leader of the Clef Club Orchestra in New York. Around 1915, he went to England and was engaged at Ciro's Club in London. Harvey was drummer Harvey White. Dan Kildare was a very successful musician and songwriter in the UK and married a girl whose family owned a pub. But in 1919, his life began to fall apart, and on June 21, 1920, he shot his wife and sister-in-law and then turned the gun on himself. We started our tribute to Harold Weeks with the Herbert Berger Orchestra. You've heard them before. That's right, back in 2021 with Who's Who Are You, as Herbert Berger and his Coronado Hotel Orchestra. But that's the first time for that record, The Fuzzy Wuzzy Bird by Herbert Berger and his St. Louis Club Orchestra. OK 4753 was recorded in December of 1920. The St. Louis Club opened in 1900 at Lindell and Grand Avenue, and was a meeting place for the organizers of the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair. Since 1992, it has been home of the St. Louis University Museum of Art. One of the records I wanted to play for last week's spring segment was Spring Fever by Constance Mehring and Muriel Pollack. I didn't have time to play it then, But it's going to start off this segment not about spring, but about fevers.
Thank you.
Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra with High Fever, written by Joe Sanders and Charlie Harrison. That was recorded at the Webster Hotel in Chicago on December 8, 1926, and issued on Victor 20461. Before that, Jimmy O'Brien's famous original Washboard Band with Charleston Fever. Paramount 12312 was recorded in Chicago around July 1925. You've heard composer Rube Bloom's recording of it, but we started that Fever set with duo pianists Constance Mehring and Muriel Pollack and their rendition of Spring Fever from Columbia 1004-D, May 3, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. Today, April 2nd, marks the birth in New York City in 1902 of lyricist, playwright, and writer for the big and small screens, Edward, no middle name, Eliscu, seventh child of Frank Eliscu and Sophia Shapiro. He graduated from DeWitt Clinton High School and at the City College of New York, where he was known as Eddie, he managed the varsity show as well as the swim team. A poem adjacent to his picture in the 1921 yearbook says, "He's small but sure does do his work. Whene'er he's asked, he'd never shirk. At writing, acting, speaking, all, at knocking him, we have no call." Following his graduation, he appeared on Broadway with Edward G. Robinson in The Racket, and in 1929 wrote the score for Great Day with composer Vincent Humans and co-lyricist Billy Rose. His other Broadway scores include The Street Singer, Lady Fingers, Meet the People, and The Banker's Daughter. He also contributed to the reviews The Garrick Gaieties, The Little Show, and The 9:15 Review. Beginning in 1930, he contributed songs to more than 40 film scores, most notably Carioca, from the 1934 Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers picture Flying Down to Rio, for which he won an Academy Award nomination. He was devoted to social justice and in the 1950s was blacklisted due to his outspoken political views. On December 29, 1959, his obituary, written by the Associated Press, appeared in the New York Times. Just one problem, he wasn't dead. The other Edward Eliscu, also a screenwriter, but whose primary occupation was as a lawyer, had died. A correction was printed the next day. Our Edward Eliscu died at his home in Newton, Connecticut on June 18, 1998, at age 96. He wrote hits such as Happy Because I'm in Love, Music Makes Me, Great Day, A Fellow and a Girl, and these.
I'll travel from now on with you.
I'm burning my bridges behind me. No one will find me. What do I care? With you to remind me you're there. And if I find I've made a blunder, then what can I do? Start crying from now on with you.
to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. They cut down the old pine tree, but she's not alone in her grave tonight. For there my heart will always be. Though we drifted apart, still they cut down my heart. Will they cut down the old pine tree?
They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree, co-written by Edward Eliscu and William Raskin, with the words by George Brown. That was Buck Wilson and his Rangers from Harmony 1142-H, recorded April 7, 1930. Well, not really. Buck Wilson is a pseudonym for Arthur Fields. Before that, Ruth Edding, who never used a pseudonym that I know of, singing the Edward Eliscu, Billy Rose lyrics to Vincent Heumann's tune, More Than You Know, from the musical Great Day. Columbia 2038-D was made November 12, 1929. We started our tribute to Edward Eliscu with the Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, with From Now On, from the picture The Street Singer. Richard Myers wrote the tune, and From Now On was sung by Wally Smith Ballou. Columbia 2003-D was recorded October 1st, 1928. Mary is a common name in vintage song titles, but there's a surprising number of songs about Melinda. According to Bump.com, the name Melinda is of Latin origin and means sweet. In 1880, it was the 540th most popular girl's name, and it stayed in the top 1,000 until 1981 when it plummeted. And there are now almost 6,000 more popular names for girls. If you're called Melinda Lee, here are Al Bernard and Ernest Hare suggesting you may want to change your name.
Yo-ho, Melinda, your sweet baby has arrived.
Well, if it ain't my own Blackberry.
Blackberry? Say, listen here, girl. You ain't no glass of buttermilk yourself.
I know, son, but you so doggone black that the lightning bugs follow you around in the daytime.
Ah, now, baby, don't let's argue today, because I'm a man that fell heavy in love.
Fell in love?
Sure, ain't you never fell in love?
No, but I fell in the river once.
Oh, but that's different. You know when you falls in the river, they fishes you out. And when you falls in quicksand, they drags you out. But when you falls in love, you are utterly and eternally submerged.
Henry, I must confess that you have worked it out in an obnoxious manner.
Worked it out? Why, gal, your English ain't fit to eat. Let me explain more explicit like what love is. Now, love is a circumrotary pitty-patter bumpsification of the heart, which produces a condition of the mental cerebellum that causes complete oblivion to the delinquencies of your inamorata.
Hit me flat on the head with a brick. Henry, you is a regular Dix's Webstonary himself.
Why, of course I is. Wait till I ignite my cigar. I want to say something to you.
Don't say it, Henry. Sing it to me.
Melinda, will you take a little stroll with me?
Where are you going, Henry? Where are you going, dear?
I got a funny notion that we'll see your parson dear.
Why, this is sudden, Henry Jones.
I know it's sudden, honey, but don't forget that I'm a man who sure works fast.
That's why I'm thinking very strongly, Henry, that the sudden talk of yours won't last.
Come on with me to Parson D and hear him say.
What'll he say? What'll he say?
He'll say today, this very day, you mine for keeps and never go away.
Well, Henry, if you promise that you love me and be good,
uh-huh.
I'll do the cooking, honey.
And I will chop the wood. Come on with me to Parson D and change your name, Melinda Lee.
Henry, you sing just like a bird.
Do you think so, baby? What kind of a bird?
A blackbird.
Oh, hush your mouth, gal.
Well, Henry, if you promise that you love me and be good,
uh-huh.
I'll do the cooking, honey.
And I will chop the wood. I'm in the healing wood. Come on with me to Parson D and change your name, Melinda Lee.
Thank you.
Well, there goes Here Comes Melinda, written by Harry Axt, played there by the Little Ramblers, a subset of the California Ramblers. They tried it on March 19, 1926, and gave up after three takes, coming back into the studio on April 6th for four more tries, with takes 5 and 6, issued on Columbia 628-D. Before that, Oh Melinda, composed by James P. Johnson. That instrumental recording was made May 25, 1927, but there are words written by Andy Razaf. The label of Harmony 439-H credits T. Roy Williams and his orchestra, but it's actually Elmer Snowden's Nest Club Orchestra. T. Roy Williams was trombonist in the band. The Nest Club was an after-hours club at 169 West 133rd Street downstairs. It was founded in 1923 by John C. Carey and Mal Fraser, who also owned and operated a barbecue restaurant on the ground floor. The Nest Club flourished until 1933. The original two-story building was demolished in 2012 and replaced with a six-story building, home of a healthcare clinic named The Nest, operated by the nonprofit Harlem United. We begin that Melinda segment with Al Bernard and Ernest Hare with their composition, Change Your Name, Melinda Lee. OK 4199 was made in September of 1920. And remember, Melinda backwards is Edna Lamb. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.